PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is responding after Governor Greg Abbott threatened to pull state support from Bush Intercontinental Airport over its ablution room. The foot washing station and prayer room in Terminal D has been open since 2024, but Abbott now claims it's illegal religious favoritism, arguing public funding for religious purposes could violate state law. But Whitmire says no state, federal, or taxpayer funds were used to build the facility. He also notes IAH has interfaith chapels throughout the airport and says the space is open to all faiths. Quote, nobody receives preferential access and nobody is excluded, end quote. Venezuela's oil minister will address top energy executives during a conference in Houston tomorrow. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more.
The conference is expected to draw 600 attendees, bringing together Venezuelan officials and the city's largest oil and gas companies. The speakers include Venezuela's oil minister and the vice president of Venezuela's state-owned oil company. Organizers say the event will give U.S. oil and gas executives a chance to meet with some of Venezuela's top energy leaders. After the U.S. seized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump encouraged American companies to invest in Venezuela's oil resources. However, many energy leaders have remained skeptical. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Harris County won't lay off employees despite facing a $130 million budget deficit next year. Commissioner Adrian Garcia says federal funding cuts have exacerbated the deficit as the county works to make up for the federal government slashing services.
When we set the budget, it's not as simple as what we deal with, what we are working as a county government to provide to our residents. We have to deal with these unfunded mandates that we get from the state and from the federal government, thanks to President Trump and thanks to Governor Abbott.
Their proposed budget is just over